Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. As we approach the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Florence, Working Narratives wants teens directly impacted by the storm to tell it like it is. The Coastal Youth Media Project pairs youth with journalists in a media training and journalism workshop. It's a passion project for director Franchon Francis, who is also a licensed professional counselor.
Some people have been able to move on, quote unquote, and their homes are repaired and everything is fine. And other people were not doing great before the hurricane, and now they're doing even worse. And I feel like their stories have not been told or highlighted.
The deadline to apply for the two-day workshop is Monday, September 8th. The workshop itself will be held September 21st and 22nd.
So it's for youth ages 14 to 18 and Columbus County, New Hanover County, Brunswick County, and Pender County. So there's no media journalism experience required at all. Basically, you just need to have something to say about Hurricane Florence and how it impacted you or your community. So by Sunday, by the end of the workshop, you will have like a finished piece that will either be audio or written, depending on what you choose.
Selected applicants will receive a stipend for participation. Again, we're speaking with Franchon Francis, director of Working Narratives Coastal Youth Media Project. They're partnering with North Carolina Health News on the project.
We will have some really well-known journalists that will be coming to help us. We're going to provide training. We're going to talk about how do you tell your story? How do you build relationships with your audience? How do you establish yourself kind of as an expert? How do you have confidence in the words that you're choosing? What is your perspective, not just my story, but also how this impacted my family, how this impacted my community? And we're really looking for what do you have to say and what suggestions do you have to make for next time? Because there's really a lot of room for improvement from the Working Narrative standpoint about how we handle hurricane response and how we make sure that everybody is included.
Coastal Youth Media has trained dozens of youth leaders by producing documentary shorts on topics such as racial profiling, challenges facing the local fishing industry, and of course, the story of Gloria's Garden.
What kind of stories do we want to tell about our community? Because oftentimes when cameras come into our community, it's not to tell a great story. It's not to say this amazing thing happened in this community today. Typically, it's to talk about violence, it's to talk about crime, kind of different things like that. And what we wanted to do was give people the opportunity to tell a story about their community, young people that live and work in Wilmington. And they actually came up with the idea of, well, there's this really cool house and there's this amazing woman that works there and we want to tell her story. We helped them to do that and provided the camera and the editing material and kind of all these things to bring the story to life that they didn't have access to, but very much wanted to tell that story.
Did they ever expect it would go viral as it has 137,000
views? Oh my gosh. I don't think any of us did, to be honest with you, because it wasn't like this, for example, is a workshop, right? So it's very planned. We're bringing in world-renowned journalists. There's all this prep work, blah, blah, blah. For Gloria's Garden, I'm going to be honest with everybody. There was almost zero prep work in the sense that it wasn't an organized workshop. It was just Working Narratives and some people that we have good relationships was kind of hanging out and we were just talking about the power of storytelling because that's all we talk about ever at Working Narratives. And someone said, oh, I know this really cool woman. Her name's Gloria. Maybe she would be interested in letting us interview her. And it just organically grew from there. And of course, since we produce something, we were like, oh, well, we'll throw it up on our Facebook because that's just what we do. We produce something and we share it on Facebook. And it just took off like wildfire.
Franchon says being a member of the Lakota Sioux informs her passion for the work.
I think it amplifies me wanting to work with people whose voices aren't heard. I think that being a native in the world in America in this day and age has been extremely difficult.
As the eldest granddaughter of civil rights icon Joseph McNeil, Franchon says respect for people and their stories was ingrained at an early age.
So the way my grandfather informs me is there were some very strict rules in my family that were supported by my grandmother and my grandfather. And every human is entitled to dignity and respect. Is no joke in my family. Like, we don't care who you are, where you come from, or what you do for a living. You have got to be respectful to everybody. And that was role modeled for me. So I think it's really important to me that anybody whose voices is not heard, that Coastal Youth Media creates a space for that.
Again, the deadline to apply for Speak Your Piece on Hurricane Florence, a Coastal Youth Media project, is Monday, September 8th. The workshop will be held September 21st and 22nd. We've been speaking with Franchon Francis, director of the Coastal Youth Media Project. More information is available on their Facebook page, Coastal Youth Media. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.